From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress with peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians contributes to the tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
President Trump announced last year he wants to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Voter Andrew Williams believes the vote is a new beginning for his country.
Yes, I believe it's also a resurrection day for Sierra Leone because we had had a peaceful election and now counting is going on. And I believe by Monday, we should have had the results and the winner will be declared.
Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Mada Bew. In Indian Kashmir, 18 people have been killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations. The state police say 11 militants, three soldiers, and four civilians died during clashes. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on five military camps in Somalia on Sunday. Stay tuned for Nightline Africa for more on this story. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for tougher immigration laws, vowing that there would be no deal for DACA recipients. In a series of tweets on Sunday, he blamed the program for a large number of illegal immigrants flowing into the U.S. DACA allowed children brought illegally to the United States to remain here and legally study and work. Christians around the world Sunday are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. Thousands of the faithful gathered in the Vatican St. Peter's Square Sunday to hear Pope Francis' annual Easter address. The pontiff called for reconciliation in the Middle East and an end to the carnage in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many people are keeping an eye on the sky as a massive Chinese space station tumbles toward Earth. The Tiangong-1 is expected to re-enter the atmosphere within hours. It's the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. It was scheduled for a controlled crash into the Pacific Ocean, but in September 2016, China's space agency lost contact with the station. Former NASA astronaut Mike Massimino says, despite the station's size, there's little worry about where it will land.
It will be coming in. It will, parts of it will hit the Earth, not much of it. Most of it will burn up in reentry. Some will make it through the atmosphere and strike the Earth, but the chance of anyone getting hit is really very, very remote.
The reentry area covers a large part of the Earth's oceans. Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up at the bottom of the sea. South Korea and the United States kicked off their annual joint military exercises on Sunday. The full Eagle Field exercise will continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. North Korea, which has traditionally accused both South Korea and the United States of practicing invading the North during joint military drills, has remained quiet on the issue. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. The reason for the collapse was not immediately known. According to local news reports, the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. State television reported there were up to 37 injuries. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake in the same area in November killed over 500 people and injured more than 8,000. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.